So Rish Beis Sif Dalid, this is the halachas of Shemin. And the Etzem, the sugya seems to be not quite so negea. We're not really familiar with this mashka called anigrin. And we don't drink Shemin Zayis straight, which would not require a bracha. But Lamaisa, we toich this sugya of Shemin and anigrin and refua. It's an inspired kama hilchas agvirta that are big yisoyedus in hilchas brachas. So, what's mavur in this sugya? So the Gemara says, what happens when you're drinking shemen zayis? So the Gemara says, shemen zayis is like yayin, that it still maintains the shem pri, and it has a chashivos, special chashivos. That's the Gemara earlier on Amud Hem based. Gemara says, boy pri eitz. Frak the Gemara, what's the hechitimtza? I mean, if you drink it straight up, azuki mazik. It's a harmful thing. So Dr. Rashi, something like that, that's just harmful. It's not losh me'achila. And by brachos, v'achalta ksiv. I v'achalta is going on birchas mazon d'araisa, birchas anenu d'rabbanan. So either this is some kind of miyuchad kashit of Rashi, or it's some kind of asmachta that Rashi felt. Okay. That's azuki mazik. Then the Gemara says, so Gemara is looking for hechitimsis. The Gemara gets into a shtickle into the sugi of Iker and Tafel. Lamaisa, that's the Taz by us, and that's really in Reish Beis of Dalet, is the halacha of Iker and Tafel a little bit, which we're going to get back to in Reish Beis. Not so much the issue we want to get into now. But Lamaisa, the Gemara's maskana is, so fine, we found the hechitims of Iker and Tafel, that the Shemin with the Anigran and the Shemin is the Iker, fine. So Zakti Gemara, Pshita. So the Achrenim Tak are bothered by this question of Pshita, because Lamaisa, the bracha on Shemin Zayis being very great, is not so pasha. That was a chiddush in the Gemara. Okay. Kapan, the Gemara says, but once you've established that pshita, ekav ratafel, so the Gemara says, ma'u detema, kivin l'rfuach kamechavein loy levrchalei klal. L'maisa, what are you going to do now? You're choshesh begreiner. You have a sore throat. You're not interested in drinking a cup of tea now, stam. You're interested in healing your throat. So since you're going to do a refuah, vaikder loish me'achilo, it's not called achilo, kamash melon, kivin disle hanah minei boi bruchi. No, you bow that there's a hanah, because tachal samaisa, the stuff tastes good. So, boy bruchei. I mean, akadei kach, that everyone saw in the sugya, like there was a whole shayla on the sugya. Are we talking about an added level of shemen, not added level of shemen, but that's the whole shayla on the rishonim. Okay, so this is the bracha legabe sick people. What about healthy people? It was before that this was a drink that was drank by healthy people as well. This is like we're going to see before in the place game. In Eishdal, the place game say, Lahaydi, this was betzem of Michael Brian. Anigrin was a drink that was drinking by everyone. Maybe with a little less shaman, there's a little bit more shaman, but anigrin was a normal drink that people drink for henna, and that's the whole machlokes rishonim, what the bracha is. So, we're talking about pachas is a normal thing, but lamais, you're doing it for food, not for drinking. Kamash malon, but you have henna, which henna? The normal henna. You're drinking a gishmak, a drink. Okay. So there's a few. Let's just point out a few ha'aras, a few nakudas that we take out of this sugya, and then we'll go a little vikter into the poiskim. So the first thing that's mavur is that shemen zayis hakimara zazuke mazik, you don't make a bracha at all. Now, this is not mafurish, but li mashma, that ba'etzim, for some reason or another, maybe b'shaset chak or whatever, for whatever reason, this was not like a totally outlandish thing to drink shemen zayis, like maybe perhaps we find it to be yes. Like no one dreams of drinking shemen zayis. There's not a gemara, it's mashma, like they did it. Just it was mazik, so they didn't make a bracha. Like the gemara is telling Gebek what to do when you drink shemen zayis. Says gemara, since it's azuki mazik, okay, but that's not clear. But al kaponim, the gemara says the reason you're not making bracha is azuki mazik. Rashi says it's not shmei achila because it's mazik. And the word mazik means it's harmful, it's damaging, it's something to that effect. Doesn't say anywhere here that shemen zayis doesn't provide hana. It's not a pleasurable thing to drink. Now again, you know, everyone has their favorite foods and the least favorite food and more favorite foods, and everyone knows there are more tasty foods and less tasty foods. But pachzusr, there's a thing called food that has, you know, some kind of tam, which you might prefer or not prefer, but it's food. And alzeh nemar, you make a bracha. So the nekuda here, chayr, has nothing to do with hanna. And be'etzim, I'm holding still by tzarachin that the Mishnah Berurah, and this halacha says, I think his lashon is, you don't have hanna when you drink shemen zayis. Is that correct? Oh, one second. So, first of all, what's the Lashon Taka? Mechaber doesn't say anything about Hana. Right? He just says, Zazuki Mazik. Mishbru says, Chav Zayin, Vafilu Chosh B'gon Nami Nevarach, Deshemen Kamoishu, Ein Nehene Mimenu. Okay, so that Lashon, the Mishbru is not Matzayin, any Achron or any Makar that says that. Now, the Ritva, the Maisa, does say this Lashon. He says, Ein Chashuva Hana Klal. But the Ritva is a whole different Shtikal Torah. The Ritva is saying, the Ritva is Zazuki Mazik. The Ritva learned that Shemen Zayis does not damage your stomach. So you're damaging the shemen zayis, like some rishonim say. That's how the Ritva learns. That because shemen zayis, that's not the proper way to eat it. The menschlich way to eat it, that people eat it, is to mix it and other things. That's not a way to eat it. So you're being mazik the shemen kaviyach. That's how the Ritva learns in the Gemara. You're being mazik the shemen.
So,
what? 1 second. So zok the Ritva, because that's not a derech klal. No, so Dr. Ritva, the Ritva has a Gemara. It says you don't make a shakel. I mean, if you don't learn like the Rambam in this Gemara, and you learn there's no brachas after Ritva, because it's not a, so it's mashma from the Ritva. It's more an issue of derech. Like you're doing some kind of like mudna weird thing. It would be more closely related to like stam if you eat a piece of grass, you eat dirt. Like that's not a way to eat it. So it's Dr. Ritva, even though this is food, the Gemara is in mechadesh that since you're eating it in a totally abnormal way, it's like you're being mazik the food. So you don't. So says the Ritva, when you eat that, like it's loy chashiva hanaklal. Again, I don't think the Ritva is saying that you're not enjoying it, Bakal. I mean, the Ritva, Fakir, he's the one who holds it, not even mazik your guf. I don't think he's saying that you're not actually enjoying it go down your mouth. He's just saying that's not chashiva hano. I think the pshad in the Ritva is like he says, that when you take something that is intended for a much higher level of hana, because when you mix shem and zayis into salad or whatever you could do with it, or a nigger and it's mamish kishmak, and then you take it and you drink it straight, akadekach, that's like, it's like you're mazik it, that's not chashiv hana klal. They'll say it's much more like there's a tonight to make a bracha on a food, you have to eat it in its oifen ha'ikari. Okay, mistama ha'ikari, but if you eat it in a zah garua dik way that no one eats it like that, so then, okay, so I'm just saying, but I don't see anywhere, any mashmos that there's in hana. This mishabru by me is tzarechi, and l'chayr there is hana ta'aka, and l'chayr shteit dar fakir. Grace you said. That amal we're going to find, and we're going to see other examples of this mefurish, that even though you ta'aka have hana, it's not muchachi making a bracha. Sometimes you put something in your mouth, you'll swallow it, it'll be geshmak, and you will not make a bracha. The one example we have here in the Gemara is Azuki Mazik. Now, people will ask, and like, you know, like the other myriads of questions that they, you know, bothered Shlomo Zalman Auerbach about, one of them was like, so lefizeh, if you drink soda that's unhealthy, and if you eat things that's unhealthy, and if you're diabetic and you have sugar, and if you're a recovering alcoholic and you drink alcohol, v'chuli, you should make a bracha. So, I think we all understand that's ridiculous. And, obviously, the Azuki Mazgir, okay, this is also a discussion, and I had to go something like, what's Mazgir? We're not really sure what's Mazgir about it. Maybe Arshem and Zayis is different. They take out the acidity, something. But the Maisa, Kanirea was like, it was understood to be called Kuloya Mazgir, not just like unhealthy soda or whatever it is. Fine. Akapanim, that's one you said we see in this Gemara, that not every time you have Hana, there are things that, Lamros that you're getting Hana, make it Aysachila. You said number one.
We're not saying that it's something that makes you sick, makes you feel sick.
Yeah, no, I don't think so. I'm not. I mean, whatever the hezek may be. Okay, but me'idach kisa, what's l'chayra mefur in this Gemara, is that when you're doing a refuah, the Gemara has a very reasonable havamina. Chazar m'takin brachas when you go to eat. Happens to be, you know, we have different tzrachim to get things into our body called refuah. You have to get pashat medicines in there and, you know, therapeutic things in there. So you just do that through our mouth. So Gemara says, when you're using your mouth as the, you know, as the kli, as the entrance, as the gateway, just to push it, like, you know, it's like they didn't have needles, so like, you know, that's how they did it, so maybe you shouldn't make it. So the word you're getting hana. So state are that a maiser refu is not mafkiya the shem achila. You're still an oichel. So you're still getting hana as achila. It would seem kipshute that even though we're saying sometimes you get hana, you don't make a bracha, but in order to make, but every time you do make a bracha, you certainly do need hana. And that's what we're saying. I mean, that's the side of brachas that you need to taka get hana. Okay, but we'll see the maiser, that call is also not so pasha. Okay. One more ha'ara in this sugya is that Taisvis by us was a little tzarechin. Gemara says, fine, Shemen Zayis is for a fuak, kamash milan, you're getting hana. Says Taisvis, like, to me it was like a strange Taisvis. Says Taisvis, nirin hadvarim, it's like an interesting Taisvis, nirin hadvarim, it's like a nire, not mafurish, not klar, it's like a svara. Taisvis thinks like, as I kicked ice from the sugya. Yeah, what's near in Advarim? Dim Adam Shaysa, I'll read it with the Bach. Dim Adam Shaysa, Mashkin Rafua. Mashkin Ron, the Shtois, the Lesley Hanomine, Loy Boy Bruchi. The Isley Hanomine, the Loy Rafua Boy Bruchi. And that's near in Advarim. That's near in Advarim. To me, that's Mufurj Gemara. That's exactly what you read in the Gemara. The Gemara said, you're drinking it for Rafua, don't make a bracha. Kamash when you're getting Hana, make a bracha. Says Tois, near in Advarim, if you drink something and you don't get Hana for Rafua, you don't get Hana, so you won't make a bracha. If you get Hana, make a bracha. My Kamash, he's just repeating the Gemara. And the emphasis is that this repetition, Batsim repeats itself a little bit in Shulchan Aruch. Now in Shulchan Aruch, it's not so schwer, because in Shulchan Aruch, there's Reish Beis Dalet that we did. Reish Beis Dalet is the halach of Shemen Zayis. And there, that's one halach. You drink Shemen Zayis, you don't make a bracha, but if you mix it and you get hanos, you make a bracha when you're Chayshiv Regenu. That's Reish Beis Dalet. Then in Reish Dalet, Seif Ches, It's repeated. What's the makar? So Dr. Beragoyla, Toisvis, me ahidish emin zayis. So it's like Shulchan Aruch is a little bit repetitive. Again, it's not so shreir because in the derech of Shulchan Aruch, it's not shreir because Shulchan Aruch and Reish Beis are telling you like Hilchos Shemen Zayis. So Zukei Mazik, he's telling you about Iker and Tuffel, Kol Minei Zachin, and here he's telling you the Klal. So I think in Shulchan Aruch not so bad. Tosfos L'Chayr Ta'ara, which L'Chayr we'll see, Shtei Ta'ara Epes and Tosfos Achidish. Okay. So these are the Yesodis we're taking out, that not every time you have Hana, you make a bracha. Some things are mafkia the shem achila, says Rashi, like if it's mazik you. And but derech klal or kol pachas by refuah, when you have hana, hana is the mechaya for a bracha. Fine. So do we have other examples where you're taka getting hana, and afal pika, and you're not making a bracha because it's mafkia. Shemen zayis is one. Not really so negetos. We don't drink shemen zayis. So the Rama on this halacha of refuah in Reish Dal Tzivches brings another halacha, and that is that if someone puts a gun to your head and tells you to eat or drink, afal gav dehachich ne'ne mimenu enum varach hayol bananas halkach. First in the Rama, and you know we could have told you this without the Rama, we're not talking about someone who just ate netzichil gasa. We're not talking about someone who's put a gun to his head to eat chazer. We're talking about someone who pashut, I don't know chfeis vas, but some crazy person who's being ma'anis you to eat something you just weren't interested in eating. You just didn't want, you weren't in the mood. And he says, eat it, no, takes out the gun, puts it to your head, eat it or I'll kill you. So you eat it. So after you don't make a bracha. Now here, pshita, you're getting hana. I mean, it's like you decided to have pizza for dinner and your wife wants you to have meatballs. You know, she puts a gun to your head to eat the meatballs. I'm saying, at the end of the day, you're eating dinner. So like, why would you not make a bracha? So l'chayr shteita, nachi you said, nachin oifin, where even though there's klar hana, you're getting hana sachila, but afal pikein, somehow the Maisa Oynis takes away the shame Maisa Achila. You're getting Hana, but there's another Tanai. Hana is not the end all and tell. You know, everyone... Okay, let's leave that for now, the question of tube feeding. But so you see here, another instance where even though you're getting Hana Achila, something takes away the shame Maisa Achila. And that's Mefurash in the Ramah. And that's him. If you look, you know, the MS is, it's a shtickel. Haina on this Ramah, because if you look in the Makairis, it's from a Ra'ah. Now, if you look in the Ra'ah himself, the Ra'ah is not really talking, the Ra'ah doesn't say this halacha really. The Ra'ah is really talking about eating Yom Kippur, or eating, a sick person has to eat Yom Kippur, a sick person has to eat Chazer. And the Ramah, like the Ra'ah throws this in, so it's like really a side point in the Ra'ah, the Ra'ah doesn't say it, but the emphasis is, our Taina is not really on the Ramah, our Taina is on the Beis Yosef, because the Beis Yosef did quote this part, this line in the Ra'ah, kill like a halacha psuka. So, kind of read the Beis Yosef and the Ramah understood, mitoich devrei Ra'ah, this halacha. And what are they medamet to? They're medamet to the sugya of Aynis. That what's the sugya of Aynis? Tchilasa of Aynis b'sefer Baratzin, right? And the Goyin actually brings a medrash from Parshas Nasai that a woman was niveles to an ish. And can you do with halacha is if she's nenas, she's mutter. So she came to Rebbe and she said, I was nenas and my mutter to my husband. So he said, no, but weren't you nene? And the Goyin brings this medrash on this halacha. This is his makar of halacha. So she says, on a Yom Kippur, if I would take up my finger full of dvash and jam it into your mouth, you wouldn't be nene, but you'd still be pater. And this is the Gemara in Ksuvis of Tchilas of Einus, B'Soifu Baratzim. That she started as an Einus, and they she enjoyed it, that's not her fault. Same thing, if I stick honey in your mouth, it's not your fault. Now, B'Chayra, so like the Goyin has a Lashon here, a very interesting Lashon. The Goyin on this halacha says, V'yadua shebrachos v'Yom Kippur shavanin. She says such a Lashon, it's a strange thing. Zok the Goyin. V'yadua d'Yom Kippur bracha shavin. Right? That's what he says. So l'chayr it's a plia. I mean, on Yom Kippur, of course you're potter. Like, what are we supposed to do? The guy came and stuck it in your mouth. You're an oinus. By this isha, is she an oinus? Did she do it on purpose? Not. She didn't do it on purpose. She was forced into hana. Here, by achila b'oinus, in a chanami you're being forced. But after l'kayim shneim, you make a bracha first. The woman who's being nenas, she has no choice. She's being nenas. You know, the person who's you stick your finger in your mouth. You had no choice, so of course you're potter. What are you supposed to do? Hashem can hear. I'll tell you what to do. The guy comes and says, "Eat it." So eat it. Just make a bracha. I mean, you're about to be nena. What's the einus? So it's clear that the yisoid is that the ma'isa einus takes away the shem achila. Try to not even make a bracha. Be bracha batal. Doesn't help the fact that you could make a bracha. That's not the point. So in a chanami, you're getting hana, just like Yana ish got hana, and just like when you stick the thing in your mouth, you got hana. So here also you're getting hana. Well, the ma'aseh, the shame minus takes away. So if you look, it's interesting. You look in the achrayim, look. What? Oh, so Rashi Azuki Mazik says vechal tiksiv. But the embassy is no fakert. That's what I'm saying. I'm saying again in terms of, I'm talking about like a baal bat hashana. I think shemen. I have no makar that shemen doesn't provide you a baal bat hashana. But it's mazik that takes away the shame v'achalta. Rashi doesn't say anything about hana. You're not nana. Rashi says it's not v'achalta. And the embassy is that I'm not even sure. Even without this Rashi, I'm not sure if the rishonim couldn't say that misfara. It's al derech like what's pashut to everyone that a feeding tube. And you pour food into your stomach, so that's me being nizen. The ikar point of food is that we should live and be sustained. So why should we make a bracha? Just pasha to everyone that you need ma'aseh achila l'chayr. I mean, like that the chayrim deal with, like a feeding tube, pasha by most, kamat, all. Okay, where do we get derech achila from more than a ma'aseh achila? I think these two are telling the same thing, that it's clear that you have to go and eat something. But ein chanami, so it's interesting. Ein chanami. So you look in the base mayor, look in the grass in this halacha, and like their masbir a little bit. Okay, so I'm saying I think we have a precedent in the Gemara of Azuki Mazik. Rashi says v'chal tiksiv. You need a ma'aseh achila chutz m'nana. Not every hana is a ma'aseh achila. But look in the base mayor and the grass. So they say it's pashut that like kilu misvara that when you're the yisayid of bracha is to be meshabeach and moed hakadosh baruch hu, and you know you're wishing that this food didn't exist. You should make a dayan emes, kilu. You know, not a birch zanen. Okay, elamai, you're chich, you can't control your taste buds, you can have some. You'd rather this whole thing not be happening, you're not happy about this whole situation. So this is not like a makum to be meshabeach, this is not a hechetim to be meshabeach tashem. That takes away. What? Anenas? Yechanam? What's salach? Bracha achreina? Okay, it could be, you have to know how bracha achreina works, we'll have to wait till you get bracha achreina. First, it could be anachanami. We do make a bracha achreina, I'm not sure. What? Okay, but Elamai is right. Elamai is Tali. They were attacking Hobbes. Right. Rashi's bet and Rashi's Vechalta is going to Brachman and Echanami. Same thing. That Hana also is not enough. Yeah, because Echanami. By Mayim, it's before Shul. So that's Machlok Zushan. By Mayim, by Brachman and Echanami. So we'll have to say the same music. Echanami, that's what he's saying. That Rashi bets him the whole Makar is from Brachman. Okay. So I'm just saying, I think the precedent is Zuki Mazik, and it's the Nacha Hechitim, so where even though you're getting Hana, there's no Ma'aseh Achila. Okay. Now. What? Who said it's not called Hana? I just read it, the Ramah says Mefarshit. The Ramah says Mefarshit is Hana.
You mean the fact that it's an Anus is Makia the Ma'aseh Achila?
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, I'm saying. That's the thing, like, we could turn Hana into like a Zalak Lamdish Sprach, but I'm saying in terms of Baal Batash Hana, Vada Yur Nene, Zok Tarama, Afal Gav Da Chich Nene, it was Gishmak. In the end of the day, you ate the meatballs, with was Tak Gishmak. You didn't want to, for whatever reason. Who I didn't, Azuki Mazik. Ludidi, I didn't see any Rishon or Achron say that Azuki Mazik means you don't get Hana. How are you getting Hana? Okay.
Oh, the Ramba?
What? Yeah, by Shemin Zayas, it says, yeah.
You're not Nene.
Right. Well, okay, so the Rambam b'cholif in his tarachim because the mice you're making a bracha on Shemin Zayis. So what are you yes being nana from the Rambam? Nechanami. You have to know, that's a shayla in that Rambam. Is that Rambam going on a nigron? Is it going on Shemin Be'in? Shemin Zayis Be'in? That's like a shayla in the Rambam. Nechanami. Okay. So the mice of this halacha of the Rambam is not pashut because he's coming from Ra'ah. So come along the Gedolei HaPoskim, come along the Magen Avraham and the Taz, and they say that this Rambam is wrong. Because we don't pass in this Ra'ah. So if you look in the Shari Shadvarim, what's this Ra'ah saying? This Ra'ah has a whole Shita. That a sick person who has to eat on Yom Kippur doesn't make a bracha. That a person who's stuck, he's sick, and the only thing is his refuah, Kuach Nefesh, his only refuah is a Machal Sasurus, doesn't make a bracha. And we don't pass in like that. Sif test, Mamish, the Sif following this Ramah. Avol Meichel Mashke Shal Isra B'nei HaSakana. Sakana Yidin Chazer, Mavarachol, Tchil V'Saif. Tafresh Yud Ches, Tachasim Kippurim. On Yom Kippur, we make brachos if you eat. So Zakim Magen Avraham Taz, what's the Ra'ah saying? The Ra'ah saying that you don't want to eat chazer. So like eating chazer is because you have the gun called chayli to your head. And eating on Yom Kippur is because you have the gun called chayli shesh sakana to your head. And that's forcing you. And Zakhtar Ataka, that you don't make a bracha on those things. And we pass, we do make a bracha on those things. Zakhtar Magan and Taz, the sermon is wrong. Now,
so obviously they go so far as to say like they don't know where the Ravan's coming from to make it feel like. So the Taz mentions that, like, Mahani, like, he didn't even think of
this. Okay.
I don't know.
I mean, Mustama Magad Rum thought of all the Chilukim we're about to mention and 20 others, and he held they weren't Machalik. Chanami. Yishlodim. Why Taka Magad Rum Taz? Where Neuchis is. Yeah. Not even mentioning. And Emes is like, and that's really like, Mishbru, you're right. Mishbru kind of says this as like a Dover Pasha. Interesting to know the Oimeka Machalik is what's Pshat Magad Rum. Because Mishbru says, it's not Shver. First of all, you know, the Sharatim points out that the Magen Avraham had this theory that the Shoyal and the Rashba was the Ra'ah, and like, and the Sharatim proves it, it really was the Ra'ah, it's first like in the Chidushay Ra'ah, and that is the Shita of the Ra'ah, says the Sharatim, and say many Paiskim that say Halacha like the Ramah, and that seems to be the Ikar Halacha, Lamrot, the Magen Avraham, the Taz, Mishbur brings the whole Rishima, says Kein Eskimu, Harbe Achreinim, like the Ramah, and Zokt Er, Pasha the Chiluk. So what's the Chiluk of the Mishnah Berurah, the Bush Berurah brings based on all the Echreinim, that very simple, that when do we say that the Echanami, the Ra'ah said it across the board, but we take the Ra'ah l'chatzayin, thus is. There's two dargas in the Ra'ah. By Achila Ba'aynas, I'm not interested in eating right now. I do not want to put this in my mouth, chew and swallow. You're forcing me to do that? Zok de Beis Meir, it's not really l'shabech Kadosh Baruch Hu on a birchas hanenin, on something that you're wishing would not be happening and you're being forced into. Ashein Kain, Zok de Achreinim, that by refuah, you'd rather not be sick, but once you're sick, so you're very willingly and happily eating this Meichel for refuah. Mina on Yom Kippur, you don't want to eat the chazer, but you're picking up the chazer, you're eating it, but ratzon sholem, in order to get better. Now, you'd rather not have a little matzah. So they're all held, the oinus on the whole matzah, the whole thing's an oinus, everything's an oinus. Zakhar Machalik, meaning like this. Even the Ra'ah is masking to the Gemara. I mean, let's take the Ra'ah a step further. The Gemara says, if you eat for refuah, you make a bracha, you get hana. Maybe the Ra'ah should say, don't make a bracha. I mean, after all, nenas, I don't want to eat right now. I don't want to eat this on Nigrin. I just have a sore throat. So there, even the Ra'ah is masking. Meaning, if you're eating kosher food, which you just like rather not be eating, but you're eating for refuah, so everyone's masking that blibes a maisa achila. Says the Ra'ah, once you're forced into a matzav of eating chazer, chalila, eating on Yom Kippur, couldn't think of anything worse. So after all, that's also anus. So after achreinim, no. Just like we say to make a bracha on every refu, even though you're shtickle anus, well, then on Yom Kippur, nice to say, so if because of your problem, because of your matzav, you're picking up the food and taking it and eating it. Mashenkin, when you're being forced into the matzav, and so that's still Ra'ah Yishabeh HaKadosh Baruch. Mashenkin, when your mamish being forced into the matzav, you don't want to eat now. Stop. No, I don't want to eat. So the Mechia Gavna, you don't make a bracha, and that's the chilek why the Ramah took half their halacha. Okay, so again, so like that seems to be the shaila here. Like l'kuli alma, meaning what I'm saying is like this: that azuki mazik we saw is mafkia the shem achila. Oynes says the Ramah is mafkia the shem achila. So I'm saying like you see that refuah there was a tzad in the Gemara that should also be mafkia the shem achila. Mashmala, no, and the Ra'ah is masking to that. What about if you're being forced into chayla to eat chazer? Says the Ra'ah, yeah, that's taka, that's oynis, that's not nachil, that's not reyla shabech, I don't want this whole thing, I don't want to be eating this, I'm forced into eating this. And we hold no, that still blies with the shame achila, but when you're forced, mamish not. So I'm just saying, across the board, in all these cases, you're getting hana from everything, and the whole diyun here is not whether you're getting hana, you're getting hana in all these cases. Only shayla is it called the maisa achila not, or is the oynis, mafkiya the shame achila?
Which
you are getting anah, I'm saying. Hey, you are. In all these cases, you are getting anah. Cheat, you're getting anah. Like the Ramah says, getting anah. The question just is because you're being forced into it, is that mafkiya the shame ve'achalta? Like Rashi says, it's ve'achalta k'siv. Okay. Another hechetimtza, where l'choyer halacha l'maisa, so we have azuki mazik, we have oynis, and l'choyer nacha hechetimtza in our sugya. We are, even though a person getting ganz fine, full of hana, and it's kishmak. And afal pikein, we say no bracha. What's that? So Emes says it's not really there. So it's Gemara Daf Yudalit. It's Paskin later in Rishud Sif Beis. That's halach of Te'ima. When people prepare foods, since we don't know sometimes if we're doing such a good job, you gotta taste it. So there's a whole very fascinating Gemara, Daf Yud Aleph, and a whole fascinating machlokes Rishonim, what exactly the Gemara means when it says Tima. Well, the Maaseh Gemara says Tima Loi Bai Bracha. There's a whole shayla there, Lagabi Tainius, Tima and Tainius, fine. Tachas Maaseh machlokes Rishonim. What does it mean Tima doesn't need a Bracha? Does it mean Tima Saloshon means you just put it in your mouth and then you spit it out, and that does not require a Bracha, or no? Even if you're tasting it, meaning you're going through time the food, and after having a little meal, you're actually just tasting it, you put it in your mouth, and you swallow it, Machlokes Yishonim, even there, maybe you don't make a bracha. Machlokes Yishonim, 2 days in Reishur, we'll get back to that halacha, says the Ramah, halacha l'maisa, safik brachas l'hakol, you do not make a bracha. So tachas l'maisa, might not be Mishnas Chasidim, because it's, maybe it's a bit diavid, because Machlokes Yishonim, whatever it is, but if for whatever reason, you know, your wife has to go and taste the food, and she, for whatever reason, must swallow, for whatever reason, she doesn't make a bracha. Now, is there hana here? Of course there's hana. Meaning she tastes it, and she says, ah, perfect. Doesn't need an ounce more salt. Doesn't mean an ounce less pepper. It's mamish bidiyuk pon. So that tima, gishmak of al degahana. And afal pikein, there's no bracha. So akhi kach that like this is more so in more sifris manenu, different Heidegger paiskim that are bothered by this problem. Like maishno from refuah. I mean, after all, the Gemara says refuah. So the Gemara had a half meter. You're being oisik now in refuah. Kamash one, you get hana. So, nu, you're being Isaac into Ima. Kamash one, you get Hana. I mean, you're probably getting much more Hana. Yeah. So, what's Taka the Pshat? So, okay, so I think in the base measures, two Nuschos are said over. Maybe one possibility is that, you know, after all, maybe the Pshat into Ima is you really just want the Tima. So, really, you'd rather spit it out. Just, maybe it's not pleasant to spit it out. Maybe it's just, you know, it's easier to swallow. Okay, which is possible. And some of this is part of the answer. Oh, so that's the thing. It's harder to say that there's, you know, we pass it on Yom Kippur, you're an oinus. You know, it's harder to say that there's a bigger oinus than Yom Kippur, and Yom Kippur you make a bracha. So very nice, it's like unpleasant to spit it out, but you don't have to. I mean, after all, you're choosing to swallow it. So l'chayro, the pshat in ti'ima is, l'chayro what's mashma, if you just should read the Gemara with the Rashi over there, it's mashma that this is al derech what we're saying. Just like azuke mazik, we say takes off the shem v'chalta, just like oinus takes off the shem v'chalta. Why is the base meyer? Because you don't make a bracha when someone's, you don't make a bracha when it's not really a shavuach kodesh baruch when you're being forced into this whole thing. You don't want to, you know, part of a ma'isa achila, part of a chalta is to say, oh yes, I'd like to eat this now, pick it up and eat it. You know, zok d'ra'ah, even Yom Kippur you don't make a bracha. We hold you do make a bracha, but oinus not. So it's like, so the teretz is like oinus. What's like oinus? Teretz is, there's a tzura called achila, there's a tzura called te'ima. Te'ima, a ma'isa te'ima is not a ma'isa achila. My high. What's a pshat in achila? So just like al derech, what they say by oynes the pshat is you're getting geshmak, you're eating it, it's getting big geshmak. But ultimately, you don't want this, you know, lemi ne lo miktase. You're not interested in eating it now. You're being forced into it. Not really the shabeich kodesh baruch. So what's te'ima? Pshat and te'ima is you're not coming out to be nena me'ilam haza. You're not coming out to be nena. You're coming out to check the food. What's te'ima? Te'ima is to check it. So you're coming to check the food to see if it needs this, if it needs that, or if it's spoiled, or it's still a thing. So that's not a ma'isa achila. I wouldn't have said this Chiddush, but this is a Gemara I'm quoting, yeah? A Gemara in Shulchan Aruch, that's what we pass it. And then, the Melo, once it's in your mouth and you're being Tayyim, so Maisa, even if you swallow it, you get Gans Fainah, no? Maisa, what you came to do here was not a Maisa Achila. So Chiddush, what? What's the problem with Refuah?
You just wanted Refuah.
So that's what I'm saying. We could hear, there's Dargos. That's what's being said, meaning very good. You're being Magdish the Chiddush of the Gemara. The Kasal Kedaitach Gemara was bomb Kasal Kedaitach. Gemara's Kasal Kedaitach, Azuke Mazik, you don't make a bracha. It's not a Maisa Achila. And this, I mean, assuming these things are all true, according to at least many of you claiming that's how we paskin, the Havamin of our Gemara said like this. I don't understand. Azuke Mazik, you don't make a bracha, even though you're nana. Oynes, you don't make a bracha, even though you're nana. Ti'ima, you don't make a bracha, even though you're nana. So, Zekto Kasal Kedaitach. So if you're doing it for a fool, you're eating for a fool, you shouldn't make it, even though you're nana, it should be mafkiyah the ma'isa achila. Meaning, this is pasha to everyone, but it's like an interesting nekuda. The Havamina knew there was hana. Kamash malan, kivin shenana. The Kasal Kedaitach knew there was hana. That wasn't the chiddush of the Kamash malan. Everyone knew there was hana in Negrin. So what did the Havamina think? What kind of Havamina is that? Of course, you get hana. The Teretz is hagufa. So now, what's the svara l'chalik? Okay, so you could hear. Meaning, again, al derech what the Mishburu said. You know, by oynes, you don't want to put it in your mouth b'chal. By Azuke Mazik, that's a stira to Achila, to eat something that damages you. To Ima Vaistois also, I'm not coming b'chal to be Nena Me'il Mazen now. Now, Refua Pshad is, the Svara is, like Adarech what the Mishmaru says, L'maisa, I'd rather not be sick, but once I'm sick, And Bifrat Anigrin, we're going to see even worse, but Bifrat Anigrin, which is Betzim Michael Brim, so I'm coming to eat a food now. What the Gemara's Kamash Malin is that Soif Kol Soif, you're interested in eating this food now. You're interested in eating and being netted from this food now.
The only way to have the Shem Lazayas is to eat the food yourself. It's about eating what the food. Right. So here, I'm interested in eating part of it.
You're interested in eating, right. And the Shem Lazayas, Fakert, and the refuah makes it the Iker, right? Klapa Iker and Tafel. Because you're being netted from it, you want the Toitzah. Okay, well, we'll see, I think, a little bit more of a Hezber.
That's
okay.
More of a Maisa Chilam than a team.
Yeah, lechanami. Maisa, you're sitting down to a nice cup of anigron, just like Yenim sits down to a cup of anigron. A team is Maisa Pach Mevius, little Zach. Oinus, you have your gun to your head, Azuki Mazik, everyone sees you eating something damaging. Right, that's also, okay. We're going to get, hopefully, back a little bit more practice to that. Yeah. Okay, so that's a third example. So these are the three examples. And Lechayr Lefizeh, it's Mudgash. It's mudgash the chiddush of the Gemara. That the Gemara is really coming with a starker kasal kadaitach akedekach that we're not maybe even so sure what the kamash one is. But somehow the Gemara is mechadish, which we hear misvara, that this still blibes the ma'isa achila. Lamashal. So there's a shayla in the paiskim, a very common shayla, ma'isim b'chol yayim, that a person goes and he takes a tasty syrup medicine. Without getting into, you know, which syrups are really tasty, not tasty, but he takes something which has a sweet flavor, you know, bubble gum flavored this and cherry flavored that, and it's a trufa and it's a medicine, but it's flavored and has a good taste. So, l'chayra, shteitn gemara, listen, you're coming to do a refuah, so maybe not. Kamash mlon, kivin de nene, so we're going to call this nene. Now, Nemes says, you know, on this halach and Shulchan Aruch, it says, Im taimum toiv acheich nene mehem. So, like one time, people say, nah, it doesn't really taste good, it's a little nauseating, it's all this. That tain l'chor is nishkin tain, I mean, the Sharatin already says, v'afim taimum eino toiv kol kach, v'akaponim einim ra'im v'acheich nene mehem. Mais, it's not mamish repulsive. You know, I think what he's saying is, like, in terms of gidri hana, how much hana you need, it has to be up, it's a sweet thing, it might be a little too sweet, a little nauseating, not so pleasant, but I don't think that's mamish mafkiya, like, mitzad that. We'll see, maybe there's other reasons not to make a bracha. So l'chayra, this should be a kima of the Gemara. Now, the MS is already, yesh lanu ladun, it's mamish not so pashut. L'fi dvarenu now, l'chayra on the NyQuil, on this cough syrup, it's mamish not so pashut. Why not? Because, again, anigrin, it's mefurish, come out mefurish in the Gemara, mefurish in Rishonim, it was Michael Breen. People drink anigrin all the time. The anigrin you drink for refuah, some Rishonim held it with a little more shemit, a little less shemit, but saif kol saif, it was a drink that people drank. Zok the Gemara, the kavana that you have that you're doing it for refuah should be mafkia the shem achila. Kamashmalan kiman denene. Now we know now the kamashmalan of the Gemara is not kiman denene. Nene is mechayiv a bracha. We have three examples that hana doesn't mechayiv a bracha. Azuke mazik, einus is no bracha. Te'imo there's no bracha. Either's all hana. The teretz is if there's no ma'isa achila, sometimes hana doesn't save it. So what's the chiddush of kiman denene? Not that nene is the mechayiv, because your nene. That's what gives it the Shem Achila. I think that Rashi says, since you're being Nene, you have Hanas Achila. He doesn't say you have Hanas, he says you have Hanas Achila. Zogt Rashi. The Isle Hanamine, Levad Rafu, Yeshlo Hanas Achila. So over here, the Pshat is, the Gemara is being Chadish like this, that Be'etzim in a Hanami. Your Kasha is a good Kasha. Be'etzim, it's not a Maisa Achila. But since L'maisa Tachlis, you're getting Hanas, that Hanas Achila gives it a Shem Achila. But again, it's not enough. It's clear that it's not enough to just have anah. Hanah, we don't make brachas on anah. Hanah might be a tanai. We'll see, maybe not always a tanai, but l'chor, hanah is a tanai. But it has to come along with ma'isa achila. Came before from all these examples that not every hanah is a ma'isa achila. So now, l'chayra, if imish from this gemara, I would have said, l'chayra naikul, I would say selvik brachas l'hakul, you should not make a bracha. I nene. Yesh lodun tuva, that a Michael brian. That many people eat this thing stam naturally, and you have kavanah to refuah kamashma. No, since you're getting hanah, blives the ma'isa achila. But maybe tonight it's a Michael Brian. Not when you have this NyQuil that, you know, if you drink too much, it's poisonous. It's not drinkable b'chal. You can drink it in little increments. You might get hanah, but it's b'chal not Michael. It has dangerous things in it. It has chemicals, kol minei zachin. That makes it a ma'isa achila. I'm saying, da'i love him in adin. L'chari, we couldn't bring a rye from this Gemara. This Gemara is saying, oh, one second. Very good. So this Gemara, l'chari, is saying a very limited chiddush. Hanah is not the mechayev. Hanah brings back the ma'isa achila on what? On anigrin. Bunny shorter. Anigrin was like, you know, anigrin is like, I think, much closer to like a cup of tea with honey than a bottle of NyQuil. So Mela Ibishum this din, local kachpashu.
Even
in
Tysis.
Oh.
How interesting that also these medicines, drink them in the regular derech shtiyah, meaning like a rivias or more, they would be mazik. Back in the issue of that mazik, or do we say
okay.
No, since when you take it, you never take that much.
Yeah, you don't take that much. Okay.
But if you were to drink it in a normal drinking way, it would be mazik.
But by shanzai, so either you have a choice of two brachas.
Yeah, chanam.
If you make eight, here on regular medicine, 20.
Oh, so let's get to that. Yeah, so the Ebbis is like this. There's another halacha in Refuah, and that's the halacha, at least according to some region. There's Gemara in Daf Lamed Ches, it says Shasisa, some kind of very watered down thing, liquidy drink, wheat drink, something, that Lamaisa wasn't Gishmak, and the bracha is Shahakal, even though Betzim it's Hemini Dagan. Even if it would be Hemini Dagan, Peiris Elon, Bleib Shahakal. The way that Ramah quotes this halacha is based on a ra'ah by us that the Beis Yosef brings. It says like this: the kolmer kachas she'ain briim regilim by briim do not eat it. One second. Elo lerefua. Mavarchan alav shahakol. What? This is the Ramah in Sifur Aleph. He says any merkachas that briim do not eat, so it's only shahakol. Now, if you look in the Beis Yosef by us, so the Beis Yosef says that, you know, the Ramah, this has been quoted from Rabbeinu Yerucham or something, he says that the time is because since it's for refuah, so Mela doesn't keep its bracha, Mezonis goes down to Shahakal. The Beis Yosef says, no, it has nothing to do with that, nothing to do with the refuah. He says, I'm going to bring later from Rabbeinu Yerucham, I'll bring from Rabbeinu Yerucham, it has nothing to do with refuah, just because it doesn't taste so good. And Akli Kach, the Magen Avraham asks on the Shema, he says, why'd you bring this halacha? The Beis Yosef already said, Rav Pesach hold Shasisa Stam, it's nothing to do with the food, just it doesn't taste so good, so it's Nachas Chadarga, since it's like not in its proper form, it makes Shahakal. Well, the Maisa, the Ramah says, he brings the Tam al Tirfua, and he says to make a Shahakal. So what's the Pshad? So it comes out a little bit Shreir Stamazai, because we know that Anigran, which is for a food, you make a Bari Pira Eitz, and here it loses its Bracha. So Maisa, I'll pee this mug in a rum in the Prima Garden, they point out that Hagufa, Anigran, at the end of the day, you're getting a it's Gishmak. It's Akadigach, it's a Michael Briam. Healthy people eat it, you eat it also, keeps its Bari Pira Eitz. Here, Lav Dafka could be closer to the Refuah, but Tachlas Maisa, if you have a Refuah that is not Iker Hanah, so Zakta Mishnah Brura, the Ramah says it's for Refuah, Zakta Mishnah Brura, the Aftanene ain't a Iker Hanah, so Kivin Jain Abriam Regil Lechol Bakach, Shaymed Rakal Refuah, it's something that's only eaten for Refuah. Chayagavan, the Taka goes down to Shahakal, Mash Inkin Anigran, even though you're eating it for Refuah, but the Maisa is something that regular people also eat, so it remains with its Bari Pira Eitz. So Lechayra, and what's, so where's this halacha coming from? So there's a shaila whether it's coming from Shasisa or not, but I'm just saying, Akopanim, it could be, this is Pshat and Taisvus, that we were Miskasha, that Taisvus Lachar just repeated what the Gemara said. What's the Gansa and Nir and Advarim?
There's no Kasha.
What?
There's no Kasha.
Well, there is a Kasha, because we said, I'll pee the Sugya. This is a big Chiddush. It's not Michael Briam, we shouldn't make a bracha at all. Where do we get off saying? We said, a Nigrin, we had a Hav Mina Nat, Kamash Mon, yes, but only a Nigrin. Who said things that are not a Michael Briam? Who thinks the things that don't taste good, you're taking them for a fua? Maybe you should make a bracha roll. Where to get that from? There it is, Taisus. That's Taisus Nirin Hadvarim. Zok Taisus Nirin Hadvarim. Hagam, that our Gemara is talking about Michael Briam. And the Gemara had a Havamina that Rafua takes away the Shem Achila. Kamashman, Hana. No, it's still called a Michael. Nirin Hadvarim says Taisus. Any mashke that a person's mashke for Rafua. And it, so Zok Taisus, if it's Ra, if it's mashkin Raim, it's disgusting, and you don't get any Hana. Oh, no Hana. No bracha. Disgusting, tasteless, or bitter medicine, don't make a bracha. But, says Taisus, aside from the refuah, you epis get hana, boy, bruche. She's like, this is a grace of Nirin Hadvarim from Taisus. Taisus, that's him being mechadesh, what we could have been mechalik and said, you can't learn from the Gemara. Says Taisus, no, Nirin Hadvarim, that Hagam the Gemara is talking about Michael Briam, but the Maisa Zok Taisus, Misvara, Nirin Hadvarim, that this also applies to something that's not a Michael Briam. It's a chiddush. Okay, Taisus has a right to say it misvara because it's taka niskabla la das. It's not like it's not mufka this svara. What's the svara? The svara is vaiter. Hagan that it's not Michael Briam. No one eats such a thing. So you're going to do it. So you're going to be Isaac in refuah. You're being Isaac in refuah is something that no other people eat. So you shouldn't make a bracha. Kamashlan. Safe kol safe. It's something epis edible. I mean, epis, you're getting hana from it. Doesn't have to be so gishma. We're getting hana. Kamashlan boy bruche. So, l'chayra al pizeh, we would say that that Huadin, our trufot, you know, like the NyQuil and so on, that are, we would say that the NyQuil and so on that are Oymed Rak L'Refuah, they're not a Michael Brian. So even though from the Gemara Aleinim, from the Etzem Halacha of Kol HaMashkim, Sha'ich L'Refuah, we couldn't say that, we couldn't prove that they have a Maisach, that they still have a Maisach Hila because of the Hana. And we possibly would have said, very nice you're getting Hana, but maybe it doesn't have a Shem Achil, like Azuke Mazik, like Oynes, like Te'ima. So Aktoisvis and the Chayra Pi L'Shama, we see that even if you're doing it for Refuah, and it's something that other people don't eat, it still taka remains with the Shem Achila, because ultimately it's something that you're getting Hana from, that you're ingesting for Hana, and you're eating it for Hana. You're eating it to ultimately it's something edible that you're eating, you're getting Hana from, so it obliges with a Shem Achila. Now, Yesh Makom Lodun. I don't, even Al Pizeh Yesh Lachai, because the Vayter. To move over there by Shesisa, that Shesisa was something that Briam didn't eat. It was like not Gishmak. It was too watery, it was too this, didn't have a good flavor. It was like Yesh Lachalik, and this some Heintiger Poiskim Taina, which I hear, that Yesh Lachalik, that you know, Arab medicines is pasha dangerous. It's not pshat like edible food, edible idea, it's chak, pasha poisonous chemicals, which they spite, you know, they, in the right amounts, you know, and they with a good flavor, so they gives you a Hana. So they taino that's even worse than shesisa. It's not meichel b'chalal. It's like mamish mufka from being a meichel b'chalal. So here taka the hana doesn't make it a meisa chilo, which you could hear. But afal pikin, I mean lemaisa, what is NyQuil after all? What are these syrups? 90% water, 95% water with some sweeteners or some sugar, some corn syrup, whatever it is. And I mean, you look on the bottle. How much percentage is the chomer pa'il? How much is the medicine? 1%, 2%. So
yeah, plus like. We have all kinds of foods that if you drink in like excess consumption,
you'll be okay, right? It's really right. Dangerous. So I hear where they're coming from. Because ultimately, this is on the.
Even Revius. Revius is for
sure. I'm saying, like,
drink
here,
a whole here, cup, like a big cup of scotch, and just
yeah, the Hanami. So why don't we have like a child lock on our scotch? I hear. I'm saying, yes, the colleague. It's here. I hear you're making a point. Daiti noita, that it's not a chilek. And that ultimately, the hana, like the Shiratim, doesn't have to be so gishmak. It tastes decent, you're getting enough from it. The idea, you know, that ultimately it's water and corn syrup and sugar. Chayra, I would assume to, yes, make a bracha. But afal pikein, you could hear where they're coming from, because again, and the emes is, the reason why I hear this tzad, not to make a bracha, is because lefidavin, because ultimately you have to make it a maisa achila. Ultimately, we need v'achalta. Hana is not enough. So, what? Who says not to make a bracha? Look in the Heidegger, look in any of the Sefer Lekutim. Not the names.
Yesh.
What's that? Yeah, so the chat is that he's talking about Shesisa. He's talking about some kind of Rekacha. It's coming from the Halacha Shesisa. So I think they assume that, what were they talking about? Different types of herbs and spices and things that, you know, Shesisa, it wasn't so. Yeah, it was like Nechal de Tchakaza. It was like Nechal de Tchak wasn't a good recipe, it didn't taste so good. But it was food, it was Achkol's food. Mashenkin our chemicals. So I'm just saying, first of all, it's not totally chemicals. You know, the syrups are taka 95% water and sugar, and the Kalmi Zachi have a little percentage. So, Ish Lodun. What? Yeah, artificial sweetness, I'm saying.
But they may mention as far as because it started off as Mizono, so it has more Cheshivas.
That's the Chiddush they point that even though it started with Mizonos, it loses its Mizonos, goes down to Shach.
It loses its Mizonos, but it doesn't lose the Bracha Bechlal because.
Not Altman, yeah, I didn't see anyone say Altman Mizonos. Yeah, I didn't.
According to Tosis, you said, as opposed to Mani Abano, it's Nikra Shem Achila.
Right.
Would Tosis then pass in if you're Oynes? You should also...
No, I don't think so, because I think Tosis is Nirin Hadvarim, Vaikter. The Nirin Hadvarim is that's the Chiddush of this Gemara. That lamaisa, when you're going to eat something for refuah, the yosayid is that I took something edible, I ate it, and taka, my pulas refuah is just a pulas refuah. Because lamaisa, I also got something unrelated to the refuah. Something zaita came out of this, which is called hana as achila. So lamaisa, that gives this maisa a shem achila. Because ultimately, you're eating it for refuah. So hagam that the pulas refuah, you wouldn't make a bracha on. But lamaisa, the hana tells to the refuah a shem achila. So I think there's a big makom and svar to say that Tosfos could still accept, and we have to say this because lahalacha is that we pask him this Tosfos, but afal pikin we say, but oynis is worse.
Why? Very simple.
So that's the pshat. Zok to beis mir, because in echanami you're eating to get the gun away, but you don't want to be eating bechal. You don't want to put this in your mouth. Here you want to put it in your mouth. You want to ingest it. is you don't want to ingest it b'chol. Te'ima, pshat is, you're not coming to be nena from this thing, you're coming to test this thing. Azuke mazik, with its svara. So I think there's makom l'chalak in svara, yish makom lodon, and this is, you know, part of the chiddush. I think that's the kamash, that's the chiddush of this gemara. Okay, now let's just go to the next shlav. So, you know, there are others who say chidushim about NyQuil, like, the ikker is the medicine, so maybe everything else, so shame of Neuvert, so everything else in there, the tasty stuff, is tuffel to the medicine. So then it gets into chakirs and ikker and tuffel. If the ikker is not machayev bracha, is the tuffel machayev bracha? That's mestama talin machokis achreinim, maybe rishonim. We'll see that in Reshit Beis.
What makes the ikker?
What makes the ikker? I mean, chayev is the ikker, chashivas, so why are you doing it?
Yeah.
Right, okay. So that's ikker tuffel shmuz, but okay. Again, and outside it doesn't really taste so good because that orange flavoring is not so gishmak. That's a difficult tzad because, you know, tachas mice, it's a decent flavor. Okay, so zechinu ladin, two things. That hana, which doesn't have a shem achila, you do not make a bracha. And that's azuki mazik, and that's oinus, and that is te'ima. And zechinu ladin, that l'chayr al pizeh, we're all bothered by this gemara now, that hu adin refuah should have been like that. Kamash malon, refuah, since you're taking something edible, and you're by choice and beratzon hasholim eating it to take care of your problem, and you're getting hana, so there the hana, even the isbe hana, not that the hana makes is mechayiv abracha, but the hana gives it a shem achila, which is mechayiv abracha. So matzinu that hana, no bracha, matzinu hana, gives something a shem achila, and al yidei the hana, and it's called a shem achila, and you make a bracha. So the question is there a third category? Meaning like this. That which Shulchan Aruch Batzim says that what? That this stuff that you're drinking for refuah, it has to taste good. Yeah, that's what Shulchan Aruch says. Shartin says, not so good. It has to taste good. Kol ha'ochlan ha'mashkin sh'adam oichol ha'refuah im taimam toiv achich nenem. It's gishmak. It's a gishmak of taste. So then, boy bruche. Not. And we said the yisoid is that l'chayr the pulas refuah no bracha, k'mashmon hana that gives it a shem achila. Al yidei the hana gives it a shem achila. Now, is this true? This tnai that achich nene, is this true taka by all? What about a regular person who's tam eating?
Kishmak.
Yeah.
What was that going on?
It was going on this halacha on sifches. Call oichem amashkin as mashayis lefua. Im taimam toiv achich nene zok sharetzian. In a toiv kol tach kol panim nene. So is this true? What about? Forget about refua now. What about stam a person eating? What's takel mechayev a bracha? Stam a person sits down to a meal and eats. Why chayev a bracha?
Achila
nano. Oh, achila certainly. That's a tanai we have. Hana, presumably. After all, it's Berachas Hanen. Does the food have to have tam toiv v'cheich nene mehem? So let's go to the next sugi. Gemara says, and the Ketzim Varchim, that when you drink water, you don't necessarily make a shakal nebivar, right? Unless, yishoy samayim l'tzimon. That's a maskan of the Gemara. You have to be drinking mayim l'timon. Lafuke ma'afek the gemara. Lafuke chankesei umtza. You have something stuck in your throat. And you have something stuck in your throat and you're just washing it down with water. You're using the water as a plunger in your throat. So then you don't make a bracha. Why not? So the Torah says, Rishonim say, the Torah says, because you're not getting hana. You're not getting hana. It's felt and hana. So you see that in order to make a bracha, you need hana. Regular, you don't have hana. You're in trouble. So what am I saying, Peirushi? So often, what does Taisa say? Taisa says that's only by mayim. By Shar Mashkim, even if you're drinking it because say umtza, even if you're drinking it for a stuck bone, you would make a bracha. Why? Says Taisus, that's our sugya. Says the Rosh, Taisus, that's our sugya. You're drinking klash b'grayne, take a nigrin, you're drinking it for refuah, no bracha for refuah, but if you get that other hana, then avad you make a bracha. So says Taisis, this halacha of using the water to flush out your mouth, you don't make a bracha because zok Taisis they're the havamina blibes, right? The Gemara says if serafua don't make a bracha. So says Taisis by mayim, that's true lamaisa. When you're just washing down the bone, it's kilafua. I the Gemara says kamashmal and kivin disbano says Rishon, but you don't have anah by mayim. Mashinkim, when you stop drinking water, letzi ma'on. So then there's anah. Does water have any taste? I don't think so. I think the mashmos here, and I'll read it in a minute, the Torah, is that there's no flavor to water. It's flavorless. But there's a timon. There's a refreshing feeling. There's a quenching of thirst. There's a cooling off. I'll tell you 100 things that water does. But when that's not what you're doing, when you're actually going and washing down the bone, so then it's taka. We go back to the havamin of the Gemara. It's for refuah. It's meaning the havamin of the Gemara is emes. Refuah takes away the ma'is achila. The Gemara says, "Kamashlon, if you have a zayta kahana, meaning, so I'm taking the grape juice, I'm taking my apple juice to wash down the bone." So says the Gemara, "No, kivin dolor refuah." That's I'm reading our Gemara of Lamavad. Since it's for refuah, no bracha. The answer is, but Kamashlon, what about that gishmaka sweet taste of apples? That has nothing to do with your refuah. That gishmaka sweet taste of apples, for that you're chayef, and that gives the whole thing a shem achila. That ultimately, that's also part of what you did. You drank gishmaka, taste the apple juice. The oifin that the chiddush by water is, since there's no tam. Masuk, since there's no gishmak atam, so there's only one thing it does. It flows down your throat and has some kind of. So we say like this: if stam you're pouring it down your throat and it's refreshing and it feels good, so that's called hana. Shoshma itzlam, make a bracha. But rega that is mugadar. The reason you're doing that, you're pouring it down, is for refuah. There's no secondary hana that we could say but that is what gives it shem hana. Meaning really refuah is mizgaber. Really, if the ikr hagadar of what you're doing is refuah, no bracha. But if there's a zaitga thing which is unrelated to the refuah, like the gishmaka taste of apple juice, so that's something else. Kamashman's like, keeping this banner, you have a zaitga thing, the refuah really wins. The hagdara is refuah. But since you have something else, the refuah has no answer to that. Ask refuah, why do you need that sweet tasting apple juice? Refuah has no answer. So if refuah has no answer, then birchazanan has an answer. Oh, send it to ma'is achilim vracha. Hashem came by mayim, there's only one hagdara here. Since there's no tam, you only have this other hana of the actual going down your throat. So memela. Ishtaka no bracha. We have no kamashmon. Ispe hana. I the hana of the refreshingness of the throat. No, but the ikar hagdara is chanke b'umtze. Meaning, this is mafurish. That's him in the Rishonim. This is what Tosfos is saying. But even that it comes out like this. You know, in Shulchan Aruch it says like this. Hashrei semayim letzimon. You make a bracha. Next halacha. Peirishri. Davka shrei semayim lerefuah. Chanke b'umtze is like called lerefuah. They're calling chankasei b'umtze mamish refuah mamish lamed vav. Dafka mayim lerefuah in avarach aleim lefi she'en ronenem in amayim. Avol shar mashkim nehene b'shesiyason ubetaimon. Two things. Nehene b'shesiyason ubetaimon. Not only do you have a hanas ha-shesiyah, which is tam, it's kishmak to drink things, but you also have the tam. Now, this halacha that you need two things, the hana and the tam. Is that a klal in all brachas? It's a furish not. Zokta tur hilkoch, because by the shar mashkin you have hanosh tia and tam hilkoch am shoyse some refuah tzarich levarach aleihem. That's why even for refuah you have to make a bracha. Meaning, water, if you're not sick, you're not drinking for refuah, it doesn't have these two components. It does not have shisiyason nehena b'shisiyason v'taimon because there's no tam, but it has nehena b'shisiyason. That's enough, because when you nehena b'shisiyason, that's also hana. Without tam, that's also hana. The hana of gishmak, it's gishmak to drink water. That hana of gishmak of drinking water, you make a bracha. When do we have to come on? So that's the klal. By all stam regular eating, you don't need nehena b'shisiyason ubetaimon. Only when it's for refuah, and the refuah chaps away the nehena b'shisiyason, because the refuah says, no, you're not nehena b'shisiyason, you're refuah b'shisiyason. So then we have to come on to the secondary thing called taimon. And this is be'etim, it's a merdeka thing. You come to Shulchan Aruch, and in Sif Ches of Reish Dalet, it says, "Kol achem mashkim le'eh." If you're eating them for shoyse for refuah, if taimum toiv, if you get a you have the geshmaka taste, you make a bracha. I understand why Sif Ches. Let's go back to the beginning of Reish Dalet, which we're going to learn. Simin Reish Dalet. Dine ha brachos le'aser machalim. We got through all the peiros and drakos. Yes, tam hilchos brachos. Dine, what about everything else? What bracha do you make? Talk to mechaber. Al davar she'ena gedulim in aretz kagoyin baser behema v'oif dagim beitzim chalav v'chule 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 mevarach shehakol. What about im time tam nene v'achich nene man? What happened to that? So you tell me, yeah, Pashit, I mean, they all have a good time, all these things. I mean, Oshkein or Shalom, I don't know. But what I'm saying is, it's clear, they don't have that tonight. This is a special tonight that was the Schadish and Gemara Daf Lamed Vav. That's what the Rishonim are learning by the Din of Mayim. It's a special tonight. That which you have to have the additional thing, that aside from Hanos Shasiyah, you have to have an additional thing called Tam, that's only to combat the Refuah. That's only when the Refuah takes away the Iker Hagadar of what you're doing. So you need the Zaita Gahana called Tam. And the Mela. And Mela, that's why Dafka over here in Sifches is this Chiddush said that you need the additional Tam. So now, Lamasha, let's go through
two.
You need both tonight.
Which chiluk?
You just said that by Refuah you don't need Hanna, but by other.
No, you need Hanna. I'm just saying the Torah says that. This is the Torah. The Torah is like quoting Taisus. This is what Taisus is saying. Taisus is saying, by water, you're only nana mishasiyasam, but not by Hanasan, not betaimum. So when it's for Refuah, so water loses because it doesn't have time, and Hanna shasi is taken away.
Yeah.
But I'm reading the Torah. The Torah says, Abashar kol machalim. And a chanami is for refuah, but since you're nehen abishasiyas and ubetaimum, so and he's really quoting the Gemara that says, I refuah steals the hagadara of your maisa. That's okay, I have an answer, I have something else. Keep this behana. It's kishmak, it tastes good. But I'm just saying that by shar kol macholim, in the beginning of Rish Dalbam, Matzinu such a halacha. So avad you need hana. Avad you need hana. Hana asachila, which we're going to get to in a minute. But I'm just pointing out that this special chiddush that you have to taste the kishmak a taste was a special chiddush that was said to combat Kaviyachol, the din of Refuah.
Chankasei is like Refuah.
Chankasei is Mamish Refuah. The Torah called it Refuah. He's going on Chankasei and he says, Dafka Mayim Refuah.
Why is Mayim, if you're thirsty, why does it change?
So that's what I'm saying. Very simple. When it's for Refuah, so it's you're not Nana Bishas Yasan, and you don't have Taimum. But when you're not Chankasei Umsei, so it's Nana. There's two things to every Achila.
I mean, look at a guy where Chankasei and he enjoyed the Shtiyasan. That wouldn't be enough.
Would not be enough. Bidiyuk. Because the Hagdara of Refuah is Mezgaber. That's what the Gemara says. Kamashmon is a Zaitika thing. Mayim doesn't have that Zaitika.
And that's the turn into Maisach.
Yeah. Not
as we say by Mayim, it calls them on that you don't enjoy it.
Oh, now, what do we say by Mayim? That's the question. I want to discuss that right now. So now, there's a big goal here. You know, the Gemara, Betzim, has Duke Masaisim. The Gemara says, Mitzad Echad, you have to be choking to not make a bracha. The Gemara says, you have to be tsumay to make a bracha. So, like, a lot of Paiskim saw kind of like a gray area in between. It's like very funny. The Mishnah Berurah, you kind of like, doesn't work it out because the Bir Lachi says Chanki b'umtsei lav dafka. He finds that Darius Eliyahu, that's lav dafka. It doesn't have to be Chanki b'umtsei. Also for any other shah like Zaitika reason. But then in the Mishnah Berurah, he came out says that Samei is also lav dafka. It's not, you don't have to be mamish, you know, parched for thirst. You have to have some kind of hana, some kind of nena.
It sounds like that's a simon that you were thirsty.
I don't think it's a simon that was thirsty. Like, I don't think thirsty is a lumdish a thing. I just think he's saying thirsty is lav dafka thirsty. It doesn't mean thirsty. I mean, in the precise definition of thirsty that people say, I'm so thirsty. So Zok there, it's not that. So we could play with words, but let's just get the Hagdara. The Hagdara is you don't have to be mamish. Oh, I need a drink. I'm so thirsty. That you don't need. So Zok to Mishnah Berurah, like, what does he say in Siv Zayin? Near the lav dafka let's sell my mamish. So I'm just saying, it's very simple. All the B'Yalach is saying, when he says, it doesn't mean you have to have a bone stuck in your throat. That's what he says is lav dafka. Doesn't have to dafka be that. Any other side reason. Yeah, what's his lashon from the, Der Solio. Kol she loy letzama in v'rachla, ma adam l'chan to lav dafka, kol she loy letzama, ad kan l'shenen. So the question is, what does that mean, kol shalot tamay? So, like Lamashal, the Archa Shulchan says, Yan Chanami, lav dafka chan kasei b'umtzei. Also, if you're trying to have a bitter medicine and you're watering it down with water, or you're chasing down a pill with water, or you know, it has to be some kind of side malachoti reason that you're using the water for a different hagdara than shasiya. Right? So the B'Alacha gets, in the Hemshechir, he says, so B'atzmi's getting stuck. There's two machabers, one in Kuf, one in the end of Resh Beis Yod or Yod Aleph, and one in Kuf Ayin Zayin. Mechaber says, let's say a person has a Safik Brachas, and he doesn't know if he should make a Brain of Fashers. So Mechaber says, okay, drink a Revias Mayim. Another Mechaber in Kuf Ayin Zayin says, let's say you have a Safik, you've been starved for the Zeman. So drink some water. Make sure to drink some water, make a Shahakal, drink some water, and then you've been starved for the Zeman. On both of these places, Aso Sachar Tshver, who says I'm thirsty? So let me say, I think Lafi the Hagdar that Mishpru is saying over here, it's fine. Menastam. You're not drinking for a side reason. You're not drinking because you have something stuck in your throat, or you're trying to water down something bitter. You're drinking to drink, just you have a reason to drink. Meaning, we always have reasons to drink. I mean, ultimately, why do people drink? Why do people eat? Why do we eat and drink? So, you know, like, why do I eat? I mean, why I eat is different than, you know, some chashim mashgiach eats. You know, he probably eats just l'kiyum haguf, and I eat for typhus. You know, everyone eats for a lot of different reasons. But that's not the nekuda. The nekuda is just as long as you're doing a maisa shesia, that's not l'refuah. That the hagdara of the Torah is shesia's might is l'refuah. So, like, mashal, on that halacha, in kuf ayin zayin, So where the mechaber says that you should kufayin dalit. Mechaber says that you should drink water to be yotzei sveikus, to be yotzei leziman. So to Mishnah Berurah, the bialacha. V'dafkam hu mishan al kaponim me'amayim shesoisa. Avam eno mishan a klal in kedai levarach aleim. Say it in a chanami. So lav dafkam chankam umtzei. If you eno nena klal, what does it mean eno nena klal? It means like, I think. Kamat means you're repulsed by it. You know, there's a halacha in the end of Kuf Tzadik Zayin in the Mishnah Berurah that he brings there from the Magen Avraham. Achila gas. Achila gas, you don't make a bracha. Achila gas means you're full of your stuff, and then you stuff, for some reason, you're stuffing yourself even more. So, Zok Tabir, Mishnah Berurah, no bracha.
Wait,
from the Magen Avraham.
But why not? Maybe you're still getting enough of the top.
Yeah, so says the Mishnah Berurah. Says the Mishnah Berurah, so that it's just repulsive to you. It's like
you're not like the
Tom
anymore.
Yeah, you're not getting enough from that time. It's Mamish Ois HaNobachal. I'm saying that's Kufa the Hagdara. That's all Mishnah Berurah is saying. It's Shkengres Zachar. That's all he's saying by Shisiyas Mayim. He's just saying that, Zeu. That you have to make sure your epis getting hana.
But there was a distinction between Samo and Tom. So too, why should we say there's a distinction between
there's definitely
fullness,
a distinction. Yeah.
The satisfaction of fullness versus Tom. Are we saying that the fact, the extent that you're super full?
Yeah,
there
it's mashmi, you're not nana from
tom,
the Tom. Yeah.
You don't get
I mean, your chich is not nana from the Tom. There's a Tom to food, but you're just repulsed by it. So I'm just saying like this, that so there's a lot of these different types of shilas in the poskim about, you know, if you're not thirsty. You know, a social meeting, someone serves you, you know, a bottle of water, these different meetings, different zachen, take a cup of water, you're not particularly thirsty, but you take a cup of water. A woman who drinks extra to make sure that, you know, a nursing woman, a person on a tiyul who has a bottle of water that he's sipping intermittently to make sure that he doesn't, you know, why'd he take it? He took it so he shouldn't dehydrate. A person drinking a little extra mayim before the fast, you know, not obsessively, but someone is drinking a little extra before the fast. So, l'chayr l'fidis hagdara, what comes out is, as long as you don't have some other hagdara of what you're doing, which the Torah says, it has to be l'refua. That's a gemara. The gemara says, when you drink something l'refua, a hagdara of a ma'is refua is not a ma'is achila. And for that, you need an answer called tam, called a special hana, a special tam. But as long as it's not mugdar's refua, hagam you have kol mini zaitik reasons why you're doing it. But ultimately, it's not l'refua.
If you take cups of water before tainus, then he went outside, and then he has to come back.
Yeah.
So then again, also.
So, Enechanami, I'm not saying Imu Dover Soif, but Enechanami, look, Oira, okay, Shasiya Gasa, Enechanami, that's a perfect example. If this guy's now saying, oh, I have to get one more cup down, you know, I hope I don't throw up, and like he just gets it down, Enechanami, Zez Mishabur, and in the Bir Allah, he repeats that a few times. He says, you have to make sure. By the Zeman cases, if he's on coast number 11, he's just like, I know, like the segula under the mezuzah to eat like 11 cups, you know. So he's on cup number 11. He made a shina makum. But I'm just saying, min hastam. I don't think you have to be moishiv based on a goggle every time a person wants to drink of water. Am I thirsty? Am I not thirsty? I'm saying, what are you doing? That's the question. Not if you're thirsty or not, but what are you doing? Shoyis ma'am letzimo, I think that's Mishnah Berurah saying. It doesn't mean tzimo mamish. It says Mishnah Berurah, beautiful taich. Lav dafka tzimo mamish. But it's not lav dafka in the Gemara. The Gemara is just saying, as opposed to a refuah, it just means that you take your drink. A normal person takes your drink. And b'chi hai gavna. There's no time to water. No tanayif tanah. So what I'm saying is that this is true. Hu adin by water. And who had been by drinking, and who had been by eating? Meaning, by eating, so we have it tonight. It has to be food. If you eat dirt, you can get as much pleasure as you want, you don't make a bracha. Because it's not edible, like the Gemara says, by get hanashe, because get hanashe is aser. But that's when you could eat it. Because there's no time, it's not derech achila, it's not food. Okay, a special chiddush of the Torah. That's a shayla, yesh begidim, there's some time, whatever. But all that side. So, it has to be food. That's one tonight. Another tanai we know is that you have to eat the food. I mean, everyone knows that if you take a feeding tube, jab it into the stomach, and you feed someone through a tube, that's, you don't make a bracha on that. So everyone understands that part of ve'achalta ksiv, says Rashi, part of a ma'is achila is that it goes through your mouth, and you're like, derech achila. So like, the shayla in the poskim, what if you swallow something whole, that it wasn't the derech? Okay, possibly you wouldn't make a bracha, maybe that's already felt. But, so some of the poskim, in the Hayim Yisrael, there's a shayla like this. Let's say a person has a bad cold and he's all stuffed up, he doesn't taste anything. So no taste. And for that matter, you know, I just said Lashita some that they're mistopic about that. They hold they shouldn't if you mistopic a bracha about that, I have an eitzah for someone who's nimsab and makimus mitunafus, and you can't make a bracha, just hold your nose and drink. You don't have to make a bracha, you can't taste it. Lashita lafi their suffic, that's what will come out. Now yeah, so it's like maybe the gichach a little bit, I'm saying. Halamai, since you're closing your nose, so they say it. What do you mean? You have to have hanah. You're not having hanah. You have hanah. So I'm saying, what's the problem with that? The problem with this topic is like this. Lefid Dvareinu, what? Oh, 1 second. So Lefid Dvareinu, it comes out like this. Bidyuk. Tam, that which a person with a stuffed nose doesn't have tam, very good. So if everything he's eating is for refuah, then in a chanami. Let's say, so we said like this, a person who's drinking makes a bracha, because it's kishmak. But if it's for refu or not, oh, but unless there's tams. In a chanami, a person has a very bad cold and he's all stuff that can't taste anything. And he's drinking for refu. In a chanami, maybe he wouldn't make a bracha. If he's drinking for refu. But Berega, I don't if he's stuffed up and he's not eating, because even sick people have to eat. Not for refu. So who cares if there's no tam? The Tanai of Tam is a special chiddush of Rishonim that the person Dafki or Kivin Shenet when it's for refuah and it's a Hagdar Mugdar is a Meiser refuah Balav the Tam, so you have to have a special chiddush at Nana Bishtiyasin of Achilasin and that special Nana Bishtiyasin Ubetaimum, the special chiddush of Tam that gives it a Meiser Achila. But let's say I'm doing a Meiser Achila because I'm doing a Meiser Achila. Now, in a Chanami, it has to be edible food and food has to be food. Now, I don't think, aside from water, I don't think there is such a thing as a food with no taste to it. That's what the Gemara says. In begidim benayis and tam, if a gid is an eitz bal, it's not cold food. So, but any time he's eating a regular food, it's not disgusting, spoiled food, and he's eating it, there's no chiddush of tam. Now, there is another tonight. What's that called? That's called nehne b'shisiyasan, and in our case, it would be nehne me'achilasan. Now, which hana? So, what hana? I mean, if you're not getting, so let's ask about this tour. He says by shamash means two things: nehne b'shisiyasan, u'bitayma. So now we're erasing time. We're saying we don't need time because time is just if you're sick to like answer up a ma'aser refua to make you better, to make it a ma'aser achila. But what's the other hana of nana b'shisiyasan without time? What are we referring to? So everyone saw, you know, the biyar halacha that says to be shayer the mayim when you drink mayim to be shayer the achila in your stomach, that you make a bracha. That's called litzimon. Your taste is called litzimon. That's called litzimon. You're just drinking to keep your stomach from getting constipated. Why is that called litzimon? And Emma says that chiddush is not. It's not like chiddush from our sugya. It's like it's being a shitin in a rash, but it's like not in our sugya b'chal. So the point is that again, back to our original question: why do people drink? For many reasons, you know. But you're drinking. Some people drink because they want to be shayra chila in their stomach. Some people drink to keep hydrated. You know, why do people drink Coca-Cola? Some people, you know, because it's gishmak. Some people because it quenches their thirst. Why do people eat? Again, it's like a joke. You know, it depends if you're a tzaddik or not such a tzaddik. Why do you eat? But the point is that you're just eating l'shem eating. Now, so which hana do you need? So you look in the svarim, try to bring kol rayas and clairs. Do you need hanas groinoi or hanas meyov? Which hana is mechayev? And be'emes, you know, they have that shari, the machzik bracha. Shari Tshuva brings a machzik bracha. If you take a chelmon beitza and you drink it for l'tzach tzeach hakol, so like there, even if you're not nene, becheich, but you have hanas hamazon or something, he says. He doesn't say meyov. He says hanas and hamazon. So some things like people bothered mechatesi lomatzinu that hanos meyov is the hanos which is mechayev. Lididi, I would say you don't have to come on to these chakiras of is it hanos meyov, hanos grenoi. I don't know why people eat in the stomach. A lot of different people have different tzrachim why they eat and different reasons why they eat and different cheshbonos why they eat. But the point is, as long as you're not being oisken a meiser refuah, you know, are we going to say, you know, the big tzaddik who doesn't eat except to be mekayim gufa, he did not for hana b'chlal, so maybe he should have made a bracha, it's just mekayim gufa? Of course not.
But he's doing it for his cold.
What?
He's not doing it for his cold.
What do you mean for his cold?
He's drinking cold. He's cold, his voice. But in that case, they're by the egg.
Yeah.
So that's the question.
So that's the question. I'm not sure if letzachteach kol.
It's
not refuah.
They don't want it. You still need an mishdiyasa.
What?
You still need to get an mishdiyasa.
Nana b'shtiyasa. Yes, that's what I'm saying. So I think that's what it means. I'm not sure if the machzik bracha is saying such a big chiddush. Hanos meyav is mechayev brachas, or it just means that, you know, stam. Let's forget about tzif ches for a second, because the halach of eggs is not in tzif ches. The halach of eggs is in tzif aleph. Tzif aleph, reish dal. Dinei shar kol brachas. What? The Gemara is mavur that raw eggs are roi l'goy mechayev. That's why it's mutar on Shabbos. It's not mukhs on Shabbos.
Why is it mechayev?
Tafka for chazanim? I'm not sure. It's the machlik bracha saying other people do drink it. There are other reasons to drink it. He's saying the person is masachseich kol. So I'm just saying I'm not sure. I understand. I'm just saying it's mavur that you're getting hanas mazon. So I'm just saying it's mavur that's hanas mazon. So I just think anything that's a food, it's edible. If it's totally repulsive and it's totally like offer ba'alma chanami, no bracha. But if it's not a totally repulsive thing, it has a certain type of tam, it's a food, then I think that's mishtayich to reish dalet sefalef. This is a bracha on foods. This is a food. It has a tam. If you don't like it, don't eat it. But if you're eating it, make a bracha. Why? So I'm just saying, this is like, let's say, you know, you go to your aunt's house and she gives you a piece of kugel and you really don't like how it tastes. So the machzor bracha will say, even though you're not nenev nechech, but you're nenev from the mazon, because the chol bachos will be full. So make a bracha al tzahanos meyach. No, I don't think that's the pshat. Pshat is this is a food. It's not offered ba'alma. You're eating it kederech that people eat it. You have no other haggadah for this. So I don't think it's like a din in hanos meir or din in the grown. It's a din in a ma'isa achila. A ma'isa achila includes in it many different hanos. So you see from some of the places in echanami, we see klar tam is not necessary. So if you're missing the tam aspect in echanami, so as long as it's not repulsive, even if you're not getting any gishmaka tam out of it, so I hear let's say kol yishladin. Is that more of like a refuah, or maybe that's also part of eating? Maybe, you know, part of the reason people drink is let's say hakol. I don't know. It's not for refuah. That much I know. So I'm saying once you're just doing a ma'isa achila, so in a chanami, so I don't know if you have to come on to hanos meyav. That might also be a good enough reason. But more than that, I don't think brachas are telling each person, do you like this food? If you don't like it, maybe you shouldn't make a bracha. I mean, like they bring in this dirshu, shame some svarim, that to drink a hot tea without sugar because you're cold or because you want to leave the house late break and you don't make a bracha. Pshita, they're not talking about our teas. And if they are talking about our teas, mam shatos. Going quoting, they're quoting a Gain from Chveis Imre Noyam, you know, hundreds of years ago, that's what the Chassam Sofer wrote, that like on Yom Kippur, it's Shloi Kederech, if you just drink tea without sugar, coffee without sugar. Vais Tois was very, very bitter and very disgusting and unedible. Tea without sugar, you wouldn't make a bracha? Chas v'sholem. Chas v'sholem. A cup of tea? You know how many people drink tea alafim l'ravavos without making a bracha? Maizim b'cholim, it's a perfectly drinkable, tasty thing. You don't like it, don't drink it. With sugar, without sugar, I'm saying many people, you know, herbal tea, regular tea, people drink tea without sugar. It's for normal, acceptable, fine drink. You don't like it, don't drink it. But if you're drinking it, so tell me why you're drinking it. Why are you drinking it? Because I'm cold. Not to eat it, because I'm cold. Well, that's one of the tails. You know, if you don't eat, you also get very skinny, then you'll be colder. So I'm really just eating it to keep my weight up, so I'll be okay in the winter. You know, I put on weight before the winter, like the whales. Like, who cares? You're eating something that's food. It has tam. It's not offer ba'alma. So this is the question. What is the Hagdara? Not Tom, but what is the Hagdara of Nena Bishasi Yasa? Nena Bachi Lasa?
Hot water, not tea, hot water. Something's hot water in that
case. Anim Stapek? I think you should make a bracha.
What about drinking vodka?
Let's talk about the Shaila. What do you think about the Shaila? Well, let's talk about the Shaila. Hot water to keep you warm. So we're going to say that, no, I'm not coming to drink for else like Birchas HaNenin. I'm coming just to keep myself warm. So I hear, like, maybe you could tell, you know, like, that's something I would have turned on the heater. I can't find my heater anywhere, so I'll just make myself a cup of hot water and I'll drink it. So, like, the water, like, just like for a fool, it's like a plunger, like, this water is a heater. I don't know. It's more mashma to me that Ebo El Chidusha. Like, the Gemara, we can't say, I think it's still a bigger Chidush than the Gemara. The Gemara for a fool means it's a whole different Hagadah while you're putting this into your body. One of the reasons people eat kashmaka warm, tasty foods, because it makes you feel warm and good and satiated, and it gives a little extra fat, and these are all part of a ma'isa achila.
It's in the water, though. Water is a problem.
So I'm saying, water is not a problem. That's what I'm saying. It has to be that you're drinking it, l'shem. Nana bishis yasan, that's what I'm saying. So he's saying, you're not nana bishis yasan, you're... I think that's part of my sechila. You know, nene bechich. We're saying as long as you're with Tom. So what's shoyis l'tzimon? So you'll say, I have that time on shoyis l'tzimon. I'm not drinking for you know, to be nene. I just like want to cool off my throat. My throat feels parched. I just want to cool it off a little bit. Like, that's tzimon. So after all, what is tzimon? It means you're net again.
If a cold soda on hot.
These are the two gagdaras. By Ashar Mashkin, you have nene bishis yosin ube taimum. So here we don't have taimum. We have if it's not for refuah, so it's nene bishis yosin. So for refuah, it's like, I have a problem, I have to plunge out my throat from the thing that's stuck in my throat. Seder. But here, you're nanabish, I think you're nanabish to Siyasin. I hear, so El Mayitain, it's like a plunger, because it's like a heater. Could be.
No, that's a different taste. It's cold water and a hot cup of water.
Oh, hot water's taste, that's a different
no,
story.
It doesn't have taste.
It does not. I think at the end of the Gemara, they only drink hot water, right? Okay, so like, this is the Shiloh, so I'm just saying that...
How about vodka? vodka to get drunk.
Yeah, pshita, you make a bracha. Now, let's just be Messiahim with one shayla that we discussed a little bit, and that's the Listerine strips. So lafid vareda, you can make a bracha. So lamaisa, you're putting something in your mouth. Is it for a fua? It's not for eating. Listerine strips, it's to give you fresh breath. So, which Listerine strips, little strips, that it's instead of gargling mouthwash and spitting it out, you put it, dissolves, gives you fresh breath, but it dissolves, and there's a sweet little sweet thing that you... And you, ultimately you do swallow something, but it dissolves in your mouth and it's like kamat napa in.
And it's food?
So I just want to say that even if we'll say that you make a bracha on Nyquil, if you that time, which I think the pashtus, bemis, over here, first of all, I think it could be it's like te'ima. It might fall into the sugya of te'ima. You're putting this thing in your mouth not to swallow it. Bechlal. Elamai, you don't have a hechatim to spit it out. Maybe it's tully in those time. I'm just saying, that which we said...
You want
to
have it later.
Okay, I just want to say one story. That we're saying, that the taicha of this sugya is that kivin isbehana bruchim avrchinon. Meaning what? It gives it a shem achila. Yitachin, that which kivin isbehana, it brings back the shem achila. It's only if you're swallowing something that has a real be'en. You have your eating, so you're chewing it, and you're swallowing it. But breath spray or something that dissolves and it's not nickerbly also, let's call it. It just disappears in your mouth. In a chanam, you're gonna end up having a little masikas that your taka gonna swallow and taka enjoy. So it's your taka that al zeloy nemar kivan dinene, you should be make your bracha. If hana would be machayev unto itself, fine. But lefid varenu, that hana is just to give it a shem achila. To give it a shem achila. What? I think there. Okay, we'll have to see. There's another one. That's called kulay to taste, to swallow the
geshmak. Not to swallow.
No, not taste. Tima is to test taste. Tima here, you want to swallow the geshmak of flavor. You want to eat it here by Listerine. That's not what you're trying to do. So but it's happening. Islay hano. Not sure if the yitachin. Libi oimerli. That when it's not be'ain and it's like it's ain't or nicker what ultimately is being swallowed. So there we don't say that hana gives it a shame
myself. Like by mouthwash.
So mouthwash is a different story because tamazai mouthwash.